Hi, this is a dictation for Tania William. T like Tom, A-N-I-A, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Tania Williams, date of birth is 4-3-2001. Date of accident 4-25-2025. Date of service is 5-9-2025. The patient reports of the chief complaints of pain in the neck and the upper back, left shoulder, headaches, some pain in the right chest and right hip, and numbness and tingling of the second, third, and fourth finger of the left hand. History of automobile accident. Patient report that she was involved in an automobile accident causing all these symptoms, and their accident details are as follows. On 4-25-2025, around 1:28 a.m., the patient was sitting on the left side on a rear seat, rear passenger on the left side, and was wearing the seat belt, and or not wearing the seat belt. They were traveling on 8 Mile Road eastbound, and a drunk driver hit their car on the left side while making a U-turn. And so the other car hit them in a T-bone fashion on the passenger side. The damage was that the whole car got totaled. Front end was damaged, tires, axles, front door, glass was broken, windshield was broken. The patient report that it was a hit and run accident with loss. She passed out during the accident. Police came, ambulance came, and cannot recall everything, but she reports of rib fractures, fracture in the left eye orbital area, fracture, jaw fracture, and damage to the shoulder and neck, which started hurting a lot. They were traveling in a 2015 Malibu and was collided into a Jeep truck at 90 miles an hour. Their car speed was 45. Patient went to the Extension Hospital, 12 Mile Hoover. X-rays and CT scans were done and were found to be positive. The patient was indeed discharged. Patient has been requested to supply us the report of the police report and a car pictures if possible. And she do not have all the memory of the accident at the time when this happened. History of presenting illness. Patient suffering from headaches which are occupying front, back, and the left temple. Severe. They're constant. Sensitive to light. Sensitive to the noise. No nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. And symptoms of TBI that are associated reported are loss of consciousness momentarily at the time of accident, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision. She has a floaters in the eyes, both. However, she denies any taste problem, smell problem. She had a severe pain in the TMJ and no tooth broken. She has no ringing in the ear, no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of balance, no loss of equilibrium, no seizures, no incontinence, no nausea, vomiting. In addition, patient has history of weakness, numbness, tingling of the left hand. Especially second, third, and fourth finger. Difficulty in walking is reported due to some pain in the left pelvis, which possibly was fractured, and left hip area. Fatigue is reported, sleep disturbance is reported, no anxiety, depression, panic, no sudden anesthesia, and no incontinence is reported. Please review the records for the pain history, which is continuous, affecting the neck, which is 10, left shoulder is 10, and pain in the neck is 10, headaches are 10, occupying the front and the right temple. There is a pain in the left lower ribs, which are reported to be fractured, and a difficulty in breathing. Left hip and pelvic area is also painful, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Numbness, tingling of the second, third, fourth finger of the left hand with weakness of the arm is reported. She can walk with a walker 10 to 20 feet. She is able to sit for 10 minutes, standing she cannot stand. Sleep is only for 1.5 hours. Please review the chart and follow it for the description of the pain, which includes the description of the pain, the intensity, the modified factor for the pain, additional history, the reports of dropping a phone dinner plate with the left hand. Past treatment was only in the emergency room at Extension Hospital, where she was admitted for 4 days. A CT scan was done, MRIs were done, left eye fracture, left jaw fractures, and they're all multiple issues. We'll release the records. Kindly review the records again for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history. And employment, she did not mention what kind of job she does, but legal history, she is using Russo's law firm. And personal history as well as the ADLs. Please review the chart and copy and paste. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 117 over 110, pulse 93, pulse ox 100. Height is 5'2", weight is 185. 24-year-old African-American female is alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, colonic, colonicia. And sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. It doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. He has good attitude, demeanor. Dust and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with some antalgic gait, and using a rollator walker due to the fracture in the pelvis as reported. Custody exam comes from the template. Musculature examination is positive for spasm in the quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscles bilaterally, and also paravertebral muscle from C1 to L5 all the way. And gait is antalgic. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. Range of the cervical spine is forward flexion 25, extension 25, side flexion 25, and rotation is 35. While lumbar spine, forward flexion is 25, the extension is 10, side flexion is 10, and rotation is 10. Tenderness of the spine is noticed at C5, 6, and 7, L5, and S1, bilateral SI joints, and the paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed at L1 to L5 bilaterally with the 2 plus hypertonicity. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign was negative, but Sperling sign in the cervical spine was positive. Lermit test was positive, and distraction test was positive, and Sotoal test was negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test was negative, Roos test negative, lumbar spine, straight leg raising test was positive at 10 degrees, TLR positive bilaterally, and Babinski sign is negative, Kemp test is negative, and Bregar test was negative. SI joint examination reveals bilateral SI joint were tender, and Gonsalon test and fiber test are positive bilaterally. The pelvic compression or iliac compression test was positive, distraction test positive, tending flexion test positive. In the extremities examination, left shoulder is reported to be painful, so is the left hip. On examination of the left shoulder, the shoulder appears to be completely normal on inspection, and on palpation there is no dislocation, fracture, or any contusion. Range of motions are limited to 90 degrees. Typical pain is around 10. Right now, severe pain in the front, top, and back of the shoulder with motor weakness, 4x5, and the Hawken Kennedy test was found positive, near test, speed test positive, anterior posterior apprehension test positive. on the left shoulder. Examination of the left elbow is completely normal. Left wrist and hand reveal positive Phelan sign and Tinel sign and a poor grip, and motor power is 4/5. Second, third, and fourth finger is numb. It appears there is a possible carpal tunnel syndrome on this side. I forgot to mention the left rib. In the left chest examination, the breath sounds are slightly diminished and no crackles or crepitations, no wheezing or ronchi are heard, and chest expansion is slightly diminished, but patient is able to breathe well, and the pulse ox is normal. In the left hip examination was found to be completely normal, non-tender, and there was no positive finding of any kind. Diagnosis. Please review the chart. Diagnosis is included. Please copy and paste from there. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to continue at 3 times per week to the affected areas of neck, mid back, lower back, left shoulder, left hip area, and left orbit, left TMJ, and left shoulder. I wanted to mention that the examination of the left orbit did not reveal any positive finding. I did not saw any swelling. The eye examination was normal. No bleeding or subconjunctival hemorrhage was noticed. In the TMJ, there was no fracture was noticed in the jaw, and teeth were all intact. No bleeding or any other issues. Disability, patient is found disabled, and she is provided attended care 7 hours, 7 days, and housework replacement and work employment transportation has been ordered. Medications are provided to the patient. The patient has medication from the hospital, including Norco. So she is not being provided with any medication right now. She'll be seen in 7 days' time when all the records will be available. And the patient is comfortable with that. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. The home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, and medical records are ordered released from the Extension Hospital. Interventional pain procedures can be done for relief of the pain to the shoulder, to the trigger points, and muscle spasm at this time. And surgical options, none. Neuropsych, possibly patient may need a neuropsych evaluation. We are going to order an MRI with NeuroQuant and SWI. Attended care has been provided 7 hours, 7 days. Casework is none is requested. Investigation. We'll review all the records from the hospital, and then further investigation if required will be ordered. EMS. The patient has been provided with back brace, neck brace tense unit, and the DMEs are provided. Education is yes. Follow visit in 7 days, and physician contact and support yes. Thank you.